Let's go to the hotline and welcome on the manager for the Corn Belt League, which is a summer collegiate league in Nebraska. It's the Omaha Filth Ballers, which is an amazing baseball team name. He's also a volunteer coach at Apex Friendship. He grew up in Greensboro and is the CEO of 224 Performance based in Raleigh. Johnston Hobbs here on the OG. Johnston, appreciate the time. I hope you're staying busy while everything is shutting down.
During this time, obviously it's changed logistics for us and how we get our job done, but we're managing to get some stuff done and keep guys sharp for the first day when the season comes back.
Johnston Hobbs joining us on the OG. He is a baseball expert, if you will. I think that's the easiest way to put it, Joe.
Senior baseball correspondent.
One of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Johnston, was to talk about baseball's decision seemingly to reduce its draft to 5 rounds. It seems like baseball is working against itself in terms of trying to grow its game and expand the game in this country. What do you think of this decision to go to 5 rounds? Is it really saving that much money?
Well, you look at Major League Baseball, for example. Last year, 2019, they hit a record in gross revenues with something like $10.7 billion. Shortening this draft to 5 rounds is basically saving each major league organization just a hair under $1 million apiece. I think the big thing they're scared of is, you know, if they go through this whole draft, they pay all these guys, how do you go through the season if we start the season with no fans, we've got prorated contracts, and then we have another spike and we got to shut it down again. And since we're having half the season, we guaranteed this guy half of his $10 million, but yet we only have 25% of the revenue. So it's a very difficult situation. It does kind of look like they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Originally, we were led to believe it'd be about 10 rounds, which I can understand. But 5 rounds, man, they're really going to have to do their homework because they're going to be locked in the guys, you know, for the next 4 to 6 years based on this decision and fewer statistics.
Johnston Hobbs is the CEO of 224 Performance. It's a baseball company here in Raleigh. And Johnston, what baseball seems to be doing is the opposite of what you're trying to do, which is help the game grow and with the players that you work with at all of all ages.
Yes. We're really kind of twofold. We obviously want to help the sport grow. And we work with a lot of sports, but we really focus on baseball. That's how we started our company. What we're trying to do is add more value to a player's career, meaning, you know, not just in a monetary sense, but keeping the kids healthier by training proper mechanics so they can play longer, they can enjoy it longer, you know, if they're lucky enough to go pro, which is a tough thing to do, bring more value to their teams by staying healthier. For example, the past 2 years in Major League Baseball, there's been over $300 million of player salaries on the injured reserve at the end of the season. $300 million they still got to pay out on top of the $3,030 a day you have to pay a replacement player from the minor leagues. So you take a player, and I was talking earlier to someone about like Chris Sale, you know, $20 million a year. What is his real value if he only pitches half the season every year because he's always getting hurt? You're paying $20 million a year for a player that's giving you $10 million worth of performance. So what we're trying to do is twofold, help increase value of the players, the teams, the league, as well as promote the game.
Johnston Hobbs joining us here on the OG. I'm Joe Ovius. That's Joe Giglio. Speaking of, you know, the growth of the game, we talk about the draft itself, but baseball's also doing something that could also be detrimental to the overall growth of the game, and that's with minor league baseball and a restructuring of it. I know you have experience with the summer college leagues. So I get the aspect of saving money, but at what cost is that to the sport, not just in terms of having baseball in various cities across the country, not in major league towns, but also just in development for U.S.-born players?
That's the, pardon the expression, the million-dollar question. You know, how is this going to affect the game 5-6 years down the road, because we have 35 less rounds And, you know, most of your big-time players in the league weren't top five-round draft picks. Look at Albert Pujols. He was 13th round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to replace that guy ever. You're going to have to be very lucky with that. So there is some value to all the rounds. And, you know, obviously when you're in a industry where it's $10.7 billion a year, I don't see where $800,000 is really a big deal personally. But, you know, that's their decision. I do think it'll have effect. I think it's going to take Major League Baseball a few years to deal with the changes they made this year and the part where they're thinking about cutting up to 25% of minor league teams. I mean, that's at 25 guys, you know, a team, you're talking about 1,000 guys that aren't going to get the opportunity to ever play professional baseball.
Johnston Hobbs.
That's got to water down your product.
Pardon me, Johnston. Johnston Hobbs joining us on the OG. I'm Joe Giglio. That is Joe Ovius. We're now fascinated by the Omaha Filth Ballers. did you coach these guys last year?
I did. We won the Corn Belt League with a record winning percentage last year. So we were filthy. I had a couple of kids that have played for me in the past in high school that are now in college that came to play. And these are all guys, keep in mind, they're trying to get drafted. So I'm working with these kids, trying to get them in a professional mindset, train like a professional, play everyday baseball so they see if they can cut it or not. For some of these guys, it's the highest level they'll go. You know, for some guys that get drafted, they stay because we feel like they'll be drafted in a higher round, you know, in the next couple of years. But yes, the Omaha Filth Ballers, we had a great time last year with that name. Part of my deal this year was I would go back to the Corn Belt League only if I got the Filth Ballers back. So I have 10 of my Filth Ballers returning, so I'm excited about that.
Well, you easily have the best team name in the Corn Belt League. I mean, much better than the Omaha, you know, Bombers, yeah, or the Omaha
the
Black
Riders.
Sox,
yeah,
the Rail Riders. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, you got to step your game up if you're going to be playing against the Filth Ballers.
I know.
Come on now.
And the funny thing is half the team, because we played so much and we only had one or two game jerseys, we literally were filthy. There were guys out there like, I told you, you're not playing tomorrow unless you wash your uniform because it's offensive.
Sure, it smelled great in the locker room there.
Yeah.
We appreciate the time and I appreciate the insight on this, you know, the aspects of baseball that we don't necessarily talk about on a consistent basis. Right now we're a little too wrapped up on whether or not we're even going to have a Major League Baseball season if the owners and the players cannot come to terms on the financials of this all. Johnston Hobbs, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me, fellas.